This is JIS News. Coming up, Parliament begins debate on FlexiWork Bill. Craft Council holds first meeting and tourism sector gearing up for JPEX 2014. Stay with us. The news in detail after this break.
Ride with JUTC and travel in style.
JUTC, better value for your money than most urban transport bus systems anywhere.
That's a fact.
Easy boarding, just wait in line. Quick commuting time.
And JUTC will roll out more buses than ever before.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
Spacious.
Comfortable.
Air conditioned.
Yeah, man, security turn up.
And we are among the best urban transport systems in the world.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
Courtesy and safety, that's second to none.
JUTC.
We're here to serve you better.
JUTC.
JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says employers who breach a worker's constitutional right to worship when flexi-work arrangements come into effect will be sanctioned. Minister Kellyer opened the debate on the flexi-work bill in Parliament Tuesday. He says the Labour Relations and Industrial Disputes Act is to be amended to give greater protection to workers.
The effect of this proposed amendment to the bill is that employers who subject employees to occupational detriment as a result of the workers' exercise of the right to worship may be subject to the jurisdiction of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal. This further amendment will strengthen the protection offered to persons who seek to exercise the right to worship within the parameters of the existing legislative framework.
The introduction of the FlexiWork Bill is intended to increase employment opportunities and afford workers the opportunity to better structure their lives through a flexible employee-employer work arrangement. The Craft Council of Jamaica, comprising local craft traders, producers, and other stakeholders, has been established as the government continues to facilitate sustainable development of the industry. The group had its inaugural meeting at the New Kingston offices of the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment on September 9. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the meeting is significant as it signaled the start of a strategic process to streamline the craft industry. He notes that while the craft industry has the potential to become a major growth sector, there are several long-standing issues that need to be addressed in order to effectively develop the sector. The tourism minister says chief among these is the need to implement a proper governance structure and regulatory framework. The Craft Council of Jamaica will act as a central body to oversee the development of the craft sector and monitor the quality of items produced and sold as authentic Jamaican craft. Hundreds of overseas buyers and tourism industry stakeholders will be on the island later this month to participate in the 24th staging of the Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX show, September 21 to 23 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. The annual event, put on by the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association and the Jamaica Tourist Board, provides a forum for leading suppliers of the country's tourism products to meet with travel wholesalers and tour operators in a professionally organized business exchange. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says he expects a high volume of business connections and agreements to be negotiated during JPEX 2014.
JPEX is the largest trade show for the industry in Jamaica. The primary business that's conducted is between tour operators from all over and suppliers who are our partners on island.
Participants for JPEX are expected to come from the United States, Canada, as well as Latin America and Europe. And the body of late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries and Member of Parliament for Central Westmorland, Roger Clark, is to arrive on the island today, September 10. Minister Clark died August 28 in Florida. Persons may view the body of Mr. Clark at the People's National Party PNP headquarters on Thursday, September 11, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Public viewings will also be facilitated at the Santa Cruz Sharon Baptist Church on Friday, September 12, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and at the Mannings High School same day from 3 to 6 p.m. A traditional setup or wake will be held at the Westmorland Independence Park Friday night in commemoration of his life. The funeral service for the late minister will take place at St. George's Church, Savannah Lamar, Westmorland on Saturday, September 13, starting at 10:30 a.m. Interment will follow at Glenisley, Williamsfield, Westmorland. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.